This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran. The stories that lead the show are as follows. Falcon Heavy and Starman. Oh my God. Was that epic or what? We're going to talk about Amazon delivery and some home delivery you don't want. We're going to talk about your smart TV and how it probably can be hacked. We're going to talk about Amazon and Whole Foods delivery. Now you can define a new level of being broke. And of course, we're going to talk about salary data on Equifax that is just going to blow your mind. Plus, of course, all the news of the day. I want to welcome you to episode 1257 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, February 8th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. You can also support the show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/Insider or simply PayPal.me/Geek News. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to all the longtime listeners and viewers of the show. Thank you for being here. Thank you for staying subscribed. Thank you for being part of the Ohana, being part of the family here. And if you're brand new to the show, I want to welcome you as well. And it's really easy. This is a show where we're just going to get you connected up. You're going to geek out, have a lot of fun. All you got to do is just go over to geeknewscentral.com. And when you're on the website, hey, it's a piece of cake to subscribe to the show. Right on the right-hand column, you can subscribe via Apple Podcast, on Android, via email, Google Play, on Stitcher, on TuneIn, or just use a standard RSS feed. It's really as easy as it gets. Click one of those, pick your poison there, and we'll get you hooked up and get you subscribed to the show. And of course, we want you to visit the show on a daily basis. My team is now hot and heavy and putting all kinds of content up that we covered at CES. There's just a pile of stuff. Matter of fact, I'm even behind on what the writing team has put online. So definitely get over and check it out. And of course, if you are so inclined, you can sign up for the newsletter as well. The newsletter link is a little bit further down on the website. And you get subscribed and we'll send you the show notes directly following this podcast. And every podcast, therefore, and basically contains everything we put on the website. And we want you to take time. And many of you have not been able to do this because it's late at night when we're doing the show. But take time, if you get time, to watch the show. And we start doing the live podcast at live.geekandcentral.com. You can come and join. And of course, we're on Facebook as well, on my personal Facebook page. So you can join either place, of course. Hey, if you've got comments on today's show, You can email me here, and let's see if I can get the right screen up. geeknews@gmail.com is the place to email me. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter as well, at Geek News, and that's really the best way to get connected and provide feedback to the show. If you want to join our Slack channel, all you got to do is send me an email, so I want to be part of the Slack channel, and I'll get you added to that. You can follow me on Google Plus or on Facebook. Of course, you can watch the show on the Tech Podcast channel on the Roku. Of course, you can just search for Geek News Central on the Apple TV. You can listen on the Amazon Echo by telling the device keyword to play the podcast Geek News Central. You can listen on Stitcher, watch or listen to the show on blueberry.com. You can use your Google Home device to play the podcast Geek News Central as well. You have a Microsoft Cortana device, just tell it to play Geek News Central. Partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, the Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site written by my great writing team. And of course, we have the New Media Show that's co-hosted myself and Mr. Rob Greenlee, and the Podcast Legends Show, which is it pod faded? I don't know, but anyway, I'm still considering it live. Just haven't done any interviews in a while. Hey, one thing that you want to do too is this show is sponsor and listener supported. But I tell you, the longest continuous sponsor of any podcast known to man is this show, and it's being sponsored by GoDaddy. And we want you to take time to get hooked up with GoDaddy and the great deals I have available at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. All the codes are there, whether it be 30% off a new product purchase, whether it be a 99cent.com and new and or transfers, $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain for the first year. That's $12, and you get a economy hosting and a free domain. $1 a month managed WordPress hosting again for the first year. $1 a month for the first year, $12 plus a free domain. Really what you're getting. Let me just break it down for you. If you buy a domain name at retail at GoDaddy, it's going to cost you between $7.49 and $8.50. That's what typically the price is. So $8.50, let's say it's at the top end, $8.50. All right, so according to my high school level or even my college level math, that's $3.50 for 1 year of hosting on GoDaddy because you're getting the free domain, right? So you can't go wrong. If you're thinking about launching a website, launching a blog, launching a podcast, launching a site for your significant other, a girlfriend, make a lover's website for Valentine's Day coming up, okay? It's real easy to do. You can even use their website builder application. And you get a month free there with a GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. Do something creative. Have fun. Join the party. Join the content creator nation that I'm part of here. So definitely check everything out at geeknesscentral.com/GoDaddy. All those codes will save you money and keep the lights on here. Help us pay the insurance. But you just paid my car insurance. Oh my gosh, it's ridiculous, but it is what it is. Yes, Mike, no echo tonight. We fixed that. that was an issue. No, I am not going to be at PodFest. I leave next week for my daughter's wedding. And so Mike and Mackenzie are in Orlando. I leave early next week to be out in Tampa for my daughter's wedding. And then we're going to do some time in Orlando ourselves at Disneyland and Universal Studios and Kennedy Space Center. So no PodFest for me. But anyway, hey, everyone, thanks. Thanks for being here. I tell you, I've got a lot on the plate today. And before we get into the content tonight, and I'm looking at my notes here. One thing that we've decided is I took the suggestion of one of our Ohana members and I talked to Kirk. Of course, Kirk does the pre-production work for the show. Him and I are pretty synced up on the articles and, what, you know, he knows what I like to talk about and, you know, he's really got it dialed in. So I dropped Kirk a line and said, do you want to do this? Are you interested? Do you want to try? And he's up for the challenge. Now, so let me just set the expectations here. And he's going to do a great job, but Kirk has never done a podcast before, okay? And he's going to be really nervous in doing this. So you guys got to be nice, okay? Everybody's going to, we're going to have to be supportive because he's really coming out of the gate. I mean, like raw. All right. I have confidence that he can do it and that he's going to have his own style. I'm not going to dictate how he does the show. He's going to be a true stand-in host. And, you know, I'm just going to kind of give him some basic guidelines on some stuff to do, but it's going to be really his seat to do as he pleases. For the show, and he'll be stepping in for me when there's times that I can't. And it's again, as we've talked about this, I've been at this now since 2004. This particular trip, just impossible to do a show. It's not going to work. And because we're going to be out, I'm going to miss three episodes. So Kirk is going to step in. And we're going to get our feet wet here, go slow in the beginning. I would expect the shows to be a little bit shorter until he kind of gets his battle rhythm down. But I'm looking forward to seeing what Kirk can produce for the show, and I'm excited about it. So a little fun, you know, we're going to have fun with this. And I know you're all going to be very supportive, but that's the plan. And we're going to see how it goes going forward. The news is going to be, you know, he's going to have his own things he's going to want to talk about too. And there's a few stuff that I typically drop off that, you know, doesn't maybe sync with me. So he's going to have some stuff that syncs with him. And I think it's going to be good. But I can, you know, we're going to have a meeting on Saturday and talk about this. I'm sure he's very nervous about it, but don't worry. He's going to be fine. And again, if it's a short show, it's cool. And we're going to see what happens. But I'm just going to kind of talk. It's kind of like you go to the, you know, when you're a kid and if you didn't know how to swim, you know, my dad was just like, here you go, sink or swim, right? So that's kind of how I'm going to be on this effort as well. And I'll be available, of course, by phone if you need some help and all that stuff. So that's where we're going with the show for the three episodes I'm going to be in Florida for, or one in transit and, the rest of the week traipsing around looking at Mickey Mouse or Universal Studios or Harry Potter Land or wherever, spending, you know, the cost to get into theme parks. I can't wait till we kind of get this out of our system, because the money that we're spending to go to two theme parks, I could stay in like a 5-star luxury hotel and probably get a massage every day and lay out the pool and go to the jacuzzi for what it's costing to take 5 people to these theme parks. I think we're up to like $2,200-$2,300, and that's with using my retired military discount. It's freaking crazy. Crazy insane. It's the greatest place on earth for sure to spend money. And that's before food, before hotel, before rental car. Please support the sponsor, okay? All right. And I'm still looking for 2 riders. So I'm still in the market for 2 people that want to put their, you know, I'm getting a lot of, here's what I am getting. The word's kind of on the street that I'm looking for writers. So I'm getting emails. Hey, Todd, I'd like to write from you. I love your site. And then I'm like, oh, great. Tell me a little bit about my podcast. And it's no one that's ever listened to the podcast. So what I'm finding is I'm getting a lot of writers that are coming in that do pay to play. They basically are paid by someone else to write blog posts on other sites. So the first thing I ask them is, are you paid by any of the third party? Because I don't allow that. I don't allow anyone on to write on Geek News Central that has an agenda. Okay. I want them to write articles that's from their heart and their opinion, not based upon a bias of having being paid to write the article. I could have 10 new writers a week for the site, but we would just turn into this commercial pit of disgustingness, and I'm not having it. I've spent too many years building the reputation of the site. So, you know, I'm doing a little bit of vetting process here. So, you know, if you're listening to this and you want to be part of the Ohana writing team for Geek News, it's a paid gig. I pay on a per article basis. I don't ask anyone to work for free. That's not how we work here. Tell me that you've listened to you're listening to the show, and give me a few highlights from a few shows you've listened to in the past, so that I know that you are part of the Ohana if I don't know who you are already. Okay. So anyway, that's what's going on. Hey, I do want to give a shout out tonight to the insiders. I'm way, way, way overdue and going through and thanking everyone. Please, if you're on the $25 a month plan, please keep track of your accounting. Okay, because I need to know when you hit that $1,000 level. It's really, really important, okay, that you let me know that you've achieved that level, or that you're at the next level. because at the $1,000 contribution level, even if you're on, let's say you're on the $10 plan, whatever it is, when you hit $1,000 total contribution to the show, you know, I send you a nice gift. Okay. So, you know, please, please, please keep track of your accounting and let me know when you've hit that. Because I'll be honest with you, I don't keep track of the accounting. I know what the total is every month, but I don't have a spreadsheet with everybody's, you know, I could probably do that, you know, but I'm not that organized. So, anyway, that's just a heads up there for those of you that are insiders. And thank you. Thank you for the insiders, for your support. It really is, it is helping. And, you know, again, if you don't know what the Insider Program is, go to geeknewscentral.com/insider. So let me go ahead and I hope it's value for value. You know, if I'm providing value to you and providing tips and stuff that you're using and giving you information you can talk around the water cooler and all that stuff, then I hope that's worth $10 a month to your 20 or 25. So I would definitely appreciate it. Hey, I will say this before we get into content. I almost forgot. I mean, 7:50 tonight here in Honolulu, I was like, I told my wife, I'm sore. I've added weights to my workout routine. And this is the first week where I've been really hot and heavy into it. And I'm trying to spread the pain wealth around, still doing cardio. And tonight's the first night I came limping in here after being at the gym. And I'm just like, and I had a great workout tonight, really great. So this is just part of this new pain process of getting used to, you know, using muscles that, have not been used before. But she broke out some stuff that she says, oh, you need to rub this on you. And she, poured this big gloop in my hand and, I rubbed it around and I'm rubbing it on me and I'm like, what does that smell like? And I'm like, it had this distinct aroma and my daughter was watching TV and I said, what does this smell like? And she goes, what? And we're both of us are trying to determine what this muscle soothing cream smells like. And it's from Melaleuca. It's my wife bought it and it smells like Pepto-Bismol. So I'm sitting here during the show wafting in this like smell of a Pepto-Bismol. And I'm just like, I don't have a upset stomach. I have sore muscles. And I'm just like, could they have picked a different aroma? It is the worst. Absolutely the worst. You know, I think there's this radio commercial out that talks about some sort of, ointment that you can put on your body that they say doesn't stink. Well, now I know exactly what they're referring to. But oh my gosh. All right. So I've talked enough on regular stuff. You guys are ready for the show. How about Starman? I am going to be straight up. I got up, launch day. I was excited. I came in the office. I had everything. Computers all fired up. And then SpaceX says, we've delayed. And they've delayed. And they've delayed. And finally, about 10:45 or whatever the time was here, that the launch went down. The neighbors must have thought I was crazy. I was cheering and jumping around like a little kid. And it was my mind. First of all, the launch was just wow, incredible, right? Then, of course, they cut to the camera, they get to orbit, they're getting ready to pop the fairing away, and boom, there's the Roadster with Starman in it, and my eyes got about that big. And very shortly after, the live telecasts or the live webcast stopped because the two rockets landed. Of course, the one missed the drone ship, and then we found that out later. And I'm like, that's it. And I got this shot of Starman, and I'm kind of like disappointed. Then I see it boop up on SpaceX website, a new stream has started. Oh my beeping God. What? 4 hours, 45 minutes of video coverage of the Starman and the Tesla in orbit around Earth before their next burn. Epic, 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 epic images. And the last one, before the final burn, they shut the stream down. And I was so angry because I was like, I want to see what this thing's looking like as it's heading out, right? Well, I don't know if they lost downlink or what, but Elon Musk today posted a final picture with Earth in the background and Starman and the Roadster, you know, heading outbound. But the other images that we all got to see of the Roadster turning and the different, I was sitting here with my screen capture program, and I use a Snagit. And I'm sitting here like cut, paste, cut, paste, cut, paste. Every time the car position changed, and I've got like 25 or 30 captures that I have on my desktop that I'll be able to rotate through as my desktop background for a while. I had the biggest geek day in years. I mean, everybody was talking about it. And when my wife comes home and talks about, did you hear about the SpaceX launch? I'm kind of looking at her like, yeah. Yes, I did hear about it. Would you like to see some pictures? You know, and what an incredible achievement for the SpaceX team. So I'm gushing. I think at this point, you might as well just call me a loser. Elon Musk is my new hero. It's just like, hey, yeah, hold my beer. Let me show you something. You know, just, you got to hand it to the guy for being cool. The publicity, look what we've just done. I've just given 10 minutes of free advertising to Tesla and the Roadster and everything they're doing at SpaceX. You cannot buy this kind of promotion. It's out of this world, literally. Now, he says the car's going to, you know, probably be in orbit for millions of years. But I heard something today. I heard scientists say that the car will probably, because of radiation and everything, will only last a short, maybe a year. And I'm like, really? Of course, there's going to be no way to prove it. The batteries were only good for 12 hours. I was hoping they had something up their sleeve or they would pop the trunk and a solar panel would come up, at least enough to keep the radio and the downlink and all that on. But that doesn't seem to be the case. It would have been epic if they did. Not too much to see after a while once they get outbound, right? Space is pretty dark. But anyway, long story short, it was epic. Now, I do want to add one thing tonight. And you've seen it on my Facebook page and a variety of other places. My entire family was caught off guard by a new podcast called Shattered, and it's the Black Friday podcast, and it is the story. And many of you have been here for this story. It's the story of my cousin and her three missing boys and her estranged ex-husband who is now locked up in Jackson prison, named John Skelton, who is the main suspect of doing something with the boys, the 9, 7, and 5-year-old who disappeared 7 years ago. And they're doing a podcast series on this. I was completely taken by surprise. I've emailed them. I'm promoting them. I listened to the first episode already. We have no idea what's coming. Have no clue what they're going to be, what roads they're going to go down. There is definitely sensitive information in the show that may take some people by surprise, but it's nothing that's not public knowledge or anything that people haven't already known. But take a listen. Shattered, the Black Friday podcast. It's done by clickondetroit.com. And anyway, so this is pretty close to home for me. I was really taken aback in a big way. All right, let's move on here. Let's talk about 14 things you may not know about the SpaceX rocket launch. The Falcon Heavy, this is the largest rocket in lift capacity available now. This is huge. Huge. You know, it can basically lift a Greyhound bus or 737 equivalent of passengers and luggage. You know, it's big. You know, it's 230 feet tall, and it's like 13 feet in diameter. It's obviously designed to be reusable. It's using three rockets. It can carry 140,000 pounds of fuel. I mean, 140,000 pounds of payload into low Earth orbit. And it can carry 37,000 pounds for a trip to Mars. And, of course, the rocket car, we've already talked about that. And we talked about the spacesuit that the spaceman wore is the actual SpaceX design spacesuit. Elon Musk said we wanted something cool, also functional. It was hard to do both. So the spacesuit was a real deal. It was stuffed with a mannequin, for those of you that didn't know. The car has all kinds of Easter eggs on it. On the dashboard sits a tiny roadster and a spaceman. Of course, the dashboard screen display, Don't Panic. Of course, that's a reference to the cover of the guide in the novel, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. There's a circuit board in the car that says made on Earth by humans. In the car is a disc with a digital copy of Isaac Asimov's Foundation series of sci-fi books. And there's a plaque in the car engraved with the name of the 6,000 SpaceX employees. And of course, they introduce Starman with Life on Mars by David Bowie. It was a perfect choice. And a good runner-up would have been Gustav Holst's Mars, the Bringer of War. But anyway, that was just amazing. And this heavy lift's designed to take astronauts to Mars. And they're going to, you know, within a year, they're going to be doing low Earth orbit of their new capsule with this. It's big. Now, they're developing another rocket called a BFR. They're calling it the Big Falcon Rocket, but it's really BFR. And it's a reference to a gun in the game of Doom, the BFG 9000. And the rocket will use 31 engines and should be able to carry 150 tons, twice the Falcon Heavy can. It's going to be much, much bigger, and they're going to be test flighting that out in its Texas location later this year. So lots coming from SpaceX. He admitted in the press release that they've spent well over $500 million privately developing Falcon Heavy of their own money. No government money whatsoever. But so, you know, it's exciting to see what's next. And we probably will see another Falcon Heavy launch in a month to 6 weeks. And I don't know if it's going to be a static test, what they're going to, probably some customers, I don't know what they're going to be launching on the second launch, but it's going to be part of a 2 or 3 test series. And what they're really trying to do is they're trying to get to the point where they can do heavy lift for secret payloads from the U.S. government and, of course, corporate clients as well. But anyway, the second stage ran out of fuel, and I can't wait to see that video. Let's talk a little bit about Amazon. Amazon delivery drivers have entered a Florida home uninvited twice, 2 days in a row. Different Amazon delivery drivers wandered around inside a home in Sarasota before dropping off a package. This family, they never signed up for Amazon Key Service, which allows packages to be dropped off inside your house. That didn't stop 2 Amazon delivery drivers from walking right into their home 2 days in a row. Surveillance video on Saturday shows one delivery man walking around inside before running into the homeowner in his master bedroom. The driver did not speak English, so he couldn't communicate. The driver gave the family the package and left. He called Amazon customer service about the incident. They basically ran it to the top of the flagpole, but it happened the next day again. The person walked around in the foyer for a few minutes, dropped the package off, and left. The drivers were not associated with the Amazon Key Service. They were part of the Amazon's package delivery service called Amazon Flex, which is similar to Uber. Regular people can sign up to be delivery drivers and make up to $25 per hour. So, wow. First of all, who leaves their house unlocked? You know, in Hawaii, home invasions happen. And I never leave my front door unlocked ever. When we're home, we're all spread throughout the house. We never leave the front door of side doors either. And if there's a room I'm in that has a door, the door gets shut when I leave the room. There's too much risk here. And not to say that's going to happen, but, you know, I know a lot of people when they're up in the daytime leave their house unlocked. I just don't. I don't trust it. So Mike asks, is a podcast you mentioned in good taste? So far, it's in good taste. And Mike, the scientists say it's going to get pelted and it's going to get tore up. I don't know. And it did. It looked like something that launched, looks like something out of a 60s Godzilla movie. It was epic. Absolutely epic. If you haven't seen the launch, I'm sorry. You need to go right now to YouTube and watch the launch. It's just amazing. I missed it by a week. I could have, you know, if I didn't, I just couldn't be that in Florida that long. It just would not have worked out. All right. There's an article over in KHOU, and this is an article out of Los Angeles. And they're saying that your smart TV may be vulnerable to hackers. And this is a report from Consumer Reports. Consumer Reports analyzed smart TVs from five big US TV brands, Samsung, LG, Sony, TCL, and Vizio, and found some problems. They were able to get into the TVs, able to control them, bring up some inappropriate content. They test hacked into the TCL Roku TV by using a feature Roku created allows for remote control access of the Roku software. Roku says the feature can be disabled. Additionally, to use the feature, you have to be on the same Wi-Fi system. And Roku suggests user have password protected Wi-Fi, of course. But they say there's a lot of fix. Turn off the features that tracks you're watching. You know, these devices are listening. Okay. Look at your privacy setting for these devices. Please, please, please. Hacking risks aside, the report found that smart TVs it evaluated asked for permission to collect viewing data and other information, but wasn't necessarily easy for users to understand what information they were agreeing to share. And there was a tendency to request oversharing, such as monitoring everything a TV watcher did, whether it was streaming, playing a DVD, or watching paid TV. So, Vizio had to pay a fine last year. But anyway, I'll have this link up in the show notes for you to check out. All right. Moving on here, Amazon Now is going to deliver Whole Food groceries through Prime Now. You know, Amazon's been delivering groceries for a while now. It was their acquisition of Whole Foods that seemed to hint the company getting serious about food business. And Amazon has recently announced that they will now deliver Whole Food groceries through its Prime Now. Starting today, Prime customers in neighborhoods of Austin, Cincinnati, Dallas, Virginia Beach can shop through Prime Now for best-selling items including fresh produce, high-quality meat and seafood, everyday staples, and other locally sourced items from Whole Food markets. It's part of Prime. And if you're a Prime customer, you're getting exclusive prices. I'll be honest. See, my nose started running because I took a energy booster tonight. I was just completely out of gas again. Too many hours in a day. But for those of you who have been listening for a while, when I take one of those energy boost drinks, my nose starts running within a little while. Didn't do it the other night, but it is tonight. I can't, and going back to this Whole Foods story, I can't be honest with you. I can't tell you the last time I was in Whole Foods. A year or two, probably. I have a friend that goes there all the time for lunch. Do you want me to get you something? Nope. It's too much. It's too expensive. You know, not on my budget. You know, I know some of you can afford to buy groceries there and buy lunch there, but it's just too expensive. But anyway. Link will be up in the show notes. I found an article today that, or Kirk did, that is blowing me away. Equifax collects salary data on you. You know that you can get a free annual credit report from them, but you can and should also request a review of the salary information credit bureaus collect on you. Equifax Workforce Solutions, is a subsidiary of Equifax that collects employment data, including payroll information through a service called the Work Number, which, like its parent company, has security issues of its own. It sells that data to creditors and people like your landlord, as well as to potential employers, to check your salary and work history. Under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, you're entitled to a free annual copy of that report. I didn't know this. I didn't know that they were collecting salary data on people. You can request a report online, call the company and get your pens ready. Or, you know, the link will be up in the show notes. 866-604-6570. Again, 866-604-6570. Or fill out a form and mail it in. Once you receive the report, you can dispute it by phone, mail, or online if there's an error. If your employer hasn't sent data to the Work Number, then you won't have a report. The company acts as an intermediary between your employer and potential lenders. You can opt out of the company collecting your data, but you can't put an alert on your report or freeze access to it, much like a credit report. Unlike your credit report, there is no charge to freeze or unfreeze your Equifax Work Solutions report. Now, like with a credit freeze, it's incumbent upon the employer to remember to lift the freeze prior to undertaking any credit or employment-related transactions, as it may create an obstacle to receiving the credit or benefit the employee is seeking. Did you guys know that they were collecting salary data on you? I couldn't believe it. Accusource and InVerify are two companies that verify employment information, reports the New York Times. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau also keeps a list of consumer reporting companies and says you're entitled to request information the companies request on you as well as disputed. Wow. Okay, so you go for a job interview, you make it all the way through the process, and then the company pulls a report on you, find out how much you're making at your current employer, and then lowballs you on the offer that they're going to give you to try to swoop you away. So say you're making $65,000. You say, we can give him $70,000, and that might be enough to get him over, where you may have been trying to negotiate $80,000 or $90,000, whatever rate you're looking to get. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? I didn't know. I didn't know this. I didn't know salary data was available online. I really didn't. I thought that was pretty private. I'll be honest. I'm just a little bit surprised. This is news to me, but I guess they're tracking everything else. All right, over at The Hill, thehill.com. I don't think we have had an article from thehill.com ever, but the internet giants back Senate effort to reinstate net neutrality rules. A trade group representing giants, including Google and Facebook, is throwing its support behind a bill that would reverse the repeal of the federal communications net neutrality rules. So it looks like they have all the Democrats and at least one Republican that is willing to sign off on this. So it might be enough to get a few more. So we'll see what happens here. But of course, then I guess the president still has to sign it. But the link will be up in the show notes. There's an article over on makeuseof.com whether asking the question, are frequent password changes actually good for your security? And in fact, most of us only change our passwords when a situation forces us to. But I use really good passwords. Typically, that's either when you can't remember it or an app your company forces you to create a new one. those I hate the most. But so which approach is right? Should you leave your password untouched for years or should you change it as often as the seasons? And there's a list of pro and cons here. And, you know, your password should use a mix of letters and numbers. It should use some uppercase and lowercase. It could contain some special characters. And it should be at least 12 characters. You know, there was a study that looked at more than 10,000 old accounts and 51,000 passwords. The researchers performed an offline hash attack and ultimately cracked 60% of the credentials. From that 60%, 7,700 passwords are not the final password used on the account. They used that data to see if they could find other passwords connected to the account. And so basically were people could see the sequence and they basically were able to guess what the next password was going to be. So be aware of that out there, okay? What do you do if your favorite website won't load? You know, I've had some times where I've tried to load a website from my MiFi and the site wouldn't load. And I picked up my phone and the site is loaded. And it's sometimes I wonder what's going on, DNS issues or is it a block on the network that I'm currently on? If I'm visiting a company, is their firewall locking me out? So there's some tips here that if you run into a 404, some things you can do, maybe some ways to work around it. I'll have the link up in the show notes. How many of you have ever been one of those, played one of those claw machines? My wife's sister is the absolute best. I've never seen anyone with talent in one of those people. She goes into one of those arcades that have those claw machines and she cleans them out. She goes in there and, you know, just sitting one or two drops and it's bonk, you know, bonk. You know, next thing you know, you've got four or five items out of it. If you use a claw, I've never got anything out of a claw machine. Well, some young little boy decided there might be a more reliable way to get a toy by getting into the machine. He climbed through a small door in the machine and crawled his way up. The boy got stuck, of course, and the fire department had to be called to get him out. We hear about this story once in a while, but he was tired of putting his money in and getting the prize. He was going in to get it, no matter what. Good for him. Uber had an outage from D.C. to Las Vegas. And if you're trying to drive or get an Uber today, you probably would have been better with a Lyft. If you've got a TD Ameritrade account, you now can trade via tweet. Seems a little dangerous, right? Investors can direct messages to at TD Ameritrade or at thinkorswim on Twitter and get market updates, stock quotes, and research, and even check balances and make trades. You can log into your TD account on the platform, recording spokesperson, and link your account. Insane. You can also DM a company name if it's listed or its ticker symbol. It will send you the company's quote and other information like the volume of tweets about the company, whether the chatter is mostly positive or negative. So I don't know if I'd ever link an investment account to a social media site. Seems a little dangerous. Netflix reveals what shows people binge watch first. Netflix has released a list of shows, and here's the top 10 first binges on Netflix: Breaking Bad, Orange is the New Black, The Walking Dead, Stranger Things, Narcos, House of Cards, Prison Break, 13 Reasons Why, Grey Anatomy, and American Horror Story, the top 10. I haven't watched season 2 of Stranger Things yet. I need to get to that. What's something, you know, here's what I'm really looking for. I'm looking for some weird sci-fi stuff. I'm not having a good luck finding any, like, sci-fi stuff right now. What's some weird stuff you're watching? What is a movie that you watched recently that like, wow, that was good? Send me your list. All right. I just don't have, yeah, I look and I try to find stuff and I've been coming up empty lately. And I want something that was done in the 60s or 70s. I'd like something done, in the last, three or four years. But there's something that you nerded out on and really liked it. I'd love to hear from you. geeknews@gmail.com. All right, the FCC has refused to release a FOIA document pertaining to its stupid Verizon collusion joke. Apparently, there was some event where they were making some jokes about Pai as a puppet leader at the agency. And all of the people at the event were laughing about it. But the outsiders are like, you're talking about collusion. Let's see what if there's actually been any collusion between Pai and Verizon. Of course, you know, Pai used to work at Verizon. And so they basically denied Gizmodo's FOIA, saying that they proclaimed Exemption 5, deliberative process privilege, and people are arguing that it's not, but they didn't get the FOIA. That's the thing about FOIAs. You have to really work hard and word them correctly because they don't like giving up information. And oftentimes you've got the fox guarding the chicken's coop and you submit a FOIA in and you just never know if you're going to get all the data. That's an issue when you're doing requests. You hope you would. They say you're getting it all, but my experience with FOIAs here over the last year has not been very positive. I'll be quite honest with you. The FCC Charter will lower investment after net neutrality repeal. FCC claims Charter raised investments because of repeal, but that isn't happening according to documentation coming out of Charter. They say they're going to reduce capital investment this year. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Apple has sold out of the HomePod pre-orders just before launch day. Now, you guys know I did order one. It'll be here tomorrow. So I hope to have a report on it on Monday. I hear it's got beautiful sound, and I hear it will play podcast. So we'll have the official rundown on it on the Monday show, and I'll give you my assessment of it and whether it was worth $349 or not. So I took one for the team here. Obviously, I was going to test it. We've got every other device here. We've got a number of Echoes, one Google Home. We've got a Cortana, one Cortana device. And so this will round things out with the Apple HomePod. But I keep you advised, okay, on how it goes. Twitter's 280 character limit has increased engagement without increasing the average tweet length. Isn't that interesting? I've been using a lot longer tweets myself. A lot longer. How about you? From a marketing standpoint, it's worked out really, really well. Hey, the Keychain Game Boy is now a real crowdfunded gadget. And I hadn't heard about this, but there's a tiny do-it-yourself Game Boy that could fit on a keychain. And it took some time, but there's something called a Pocket Sprite, a polished commercial version of the original Keychain Game Boy. This is a collaboration between the original creator, Joran Dahlberg, and the manufacturer, Steve Kay. The Pocket Sprite is looking for funding at crowdfunding site Crowd Supply. It's pretty tiny, and I don't know. I guess we'll see. But if you are a Game Boy fan, go over there and help crowdfund this bad boy into existence. Lenovo is recalling 80,000 laptops as potential fire hazard. So it sold these in 2016 and 2017. It is, if you have a ThinkPad X1 carbon laptop, those laptops are included in the recall and contains a battery that could overheat and damage the machine. The problem is not technically the battery, but a manufacturing error. So they haven't received any reports or injuries, but the batteries simply overheat and fry the guts of the machine, and a fire is possible. So if you don't have your laptop serviced, this is something you don't want to risk. And of course, you know, we've had issues with Samsung Galaxy Note 7 and so forth. But again, a fifth generation Lenovo ThinkPad X1 Carbon. The information on the recall is up on the website. Definitely take a check at that if you have one of these specific laptops. Also, there's going to be an asteroid that's going to make a rare close pass by on Earth tomorrow. And, you know, the Super Bowl asteroid garnered a lot of attention. It passed Earth right around the same time as the big game that kicked off last week. But another space rock is set to pass much closer on Friday. It's going to be about 39,000 miles away. And this thing isn't very small. It's, well, you know, it's between 50 and 135 feet. It would make quite a boom and splash if it did come into the atmosphere. Well, there was some iPhone source code that made it on the interwebs, and the company issued a takedown on this. The iOS 9 code was posted on GitHub, and the code wasn't long enough to cause security concerns, but a bunch of people got there and got it, of course. They said old source code from 3 years ago appears to have been leaked. But by design, the security of products doesn't depend on the secrecy of our source code. There are many layers of hardware and software protections built into our products, and we always encourage customers to update to the newest software release to benefit from the latest protections. But that iOS 9 source code release is definitely going to give people and hackers a look into the iOS ecosystem in a much, much deeper level, but definitely iOS 9. It's being reported that T-Mobile paid $325 million for Layer 3 TV. They said they're going to do something special with this. This is not going to be just another over-the-top play. It's not going to be just another Me Too type thing. It's not going to be another YouTube TV. We're going to put together and launch a disruptive new TV service. I believe it. He says it won't be a carbon copy of other skinny bundle OTT TV services that have entered the market. Well, they've got to get the licensing done to make it happen. So they've set up a website, tmobile.com/TV, that lets prospective customers input contact info that can be informed when an exclusive offer from T-Mobile become available to them in their respective areas. So be aware. T-Mobile's coming to TV. Starting in May, Google Chrome actually is going to make a change. They're going to start marking sites unencrypted. They're going to put a text tag basically when you load the page. You know, as Google's been trying to nudge web developers to adopt HTTPS, it has taken several steps over the years that give them time to switch. Geek News Central is HTTPS. We haven't forced it to be HTTPS, but we're going to be making that change this weekend. It's time. It's overdue. Got a little work to do on it. But you can come to Geek News Central at HTTPS. But we're going to get the rest of the site secure and make that jump. It's well overdue. And with this, it sounds like they're going to start penalizing as well. Hulu has added 60 frame per second support to select TV channels. Have any of you watched any Olympic coverage? I guess, did it start today? Or when did it start? I don't even know. I don't see any news on it. So the first phase of the rollout happens now with CNN International, Headline News, don't watch any of those channels. TNT, TBS, TCM, True TV, Cartoon Network, Adult Swim, Showtime channels, half of Hulu's Fox affiliated and all NBC affiliates. You'll be able to catch the 60 frames per second action on the iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, Xbox One, Fire TV, Samsung, Tizen TV, and Nintendo Switch. So, many streaming competitors already support 60 frames, including Sling TV, DirecTV, and YouTube TV, which I can't get here. All right, I'll be honest. I'm way behind on blockchain. All this stuff talking about blockchain. I know we've got some Akamai, in other words, some well-informed listeners here. So can you guys give me some preppers, if you found an article or a good podcast or something to listen to that talks about blockchain in detail? I understand how cryptocurrencies work and the farming of this, but blockchain's going much further. It's talking about document sharing, video distribution, advertising, serving, all kinds of crazy stuff. And I'm really, to be honest with you, quite behind on blockchain. I've just kind of dismissed it. Maybe that was a mistake, but let me know what, again, I know what Bitcoin is and how that all works and how Bitcoins are generated, but I don't understand how this blockchain ties into tokens and different types of product. So a lot of it sounds to me almost like BitTorrent almost. Is it the same or what? I'd love to hear your clue me in here. Help me out. Hey, Qualcomm has rejected Broadcom's revised takeover bid. They basically said no, but what is your highest offer? How high would you really go? And also, is Broadcom willing to commit to take whatever actions are necessary to ensure the proposed transaction closes? So they're leaving the door open. They want more money. Not surprising. At the same time, Qualcomm's going to power 5G devices from LG, Sony, and more in 2019. Major brands are using the Snapdragon X50 modem for next year's release. So, 5G ready devices are going to start coming on the market, but with no 5G service. There was a class action lawsuit that was against Google that basically settled for $8.5 million, but none of the money is going to any of the participants of the class action lawsuit. $2.125 million is going to the attorneys, and then $5.3 million will be split between seven organizations agreed to by the lawyers. Three of the seven are law schools that the attorneys attended: Harvard, Stanford, Chicago, Kent College, and remaining are among Google favorite institutions who do work that benefit the tech giant, which the company already supplies millions to: AARP, Carnegie Mellon University, the MacArthur Foundation, and World Privacy Forum. But no money's actually going to the 129 million U.S. Google users. So there's a court action in place saying, hey, we're the ones that were supposed to get some of this cash, even though it might have only been 37 cents. How come we didn't get no money? So this is going to may go to the Supreme Court. We'll see. The U.S. Senate has mulled giving Huawei, and ZTE the Kaspersky treatment. Both halves of the U.S. Congress are now mulling draft laws that would ban American government workers from using phones, network switches, and other gear built by Chinese communication giants ZTE and Huawei. You think? You know, Huawei is effectively an arm of the Chinese government. It's more than capable of stealing information from U.S. officials by hacking its devices. There are plenty of other companies that can meet the U.S. technology needs. And I agree, we shouldn't make it easy for China to spy on us. Huawei and ZTE are known to be closely associated with Chinese governments and have long been subject to increased scrutiny. So we'll see if this happens. Just think about it. If you have a Amazon device, there's an Alexa skill that was demonstrated during the Super Bowl, and you can get roasted by Gordon Ramsay. So all you have to say is the keyword for the Amazon device, say enable Gordon Ramsay, and it will, and then you can ask it a question. It says, how can you do this? It's basically you ask it, what's the word? Well, there's a video that explains how it's done, but you have to ask it in a certain way, and then Ramsay will insult you. That's stupid. I'm not having my device insult me. Google Photos is now letting users create their own themed videos. So this is a Valentine's guide to a movie. And basically this feature will let you create theme videos. And you may have seen Google Photos automatically create these movies for you before, but now you have the ability to create one whenever you want with a range of themes, from They Grew Up So Fast to the feline favorite Meow Meow. It's the perfect way to submit all your favorite funny, favorite people, furry friends, and treasured moments. And anyway, it's supposed to be pretty straightforward to do that. How many of you share a computer with other people in your household that have Facebook accounts? In this house, there's not too much computer sharing going on. Most people are on tablets anyway. But how to quickly switch between Facebook profiles, there is a way to do that. You can add an account. And if you and your wife use the same computer, you and your girlfriend or you and your kids, you can enable this and basically flip profiles with the click of a switch on the Facebook page. Link will be up in the show notes. If you get in a cell controlled area. Sometimes I go into buildings and only get 3G service. But Google opens Maps Go beta to US-based testers. And it has a few fewer features than full maps, but it can still help you get to where you want to go. And again, it's designed if you have a limited connection. So if you get somewhere out in the boonies where you've only got 3G and you need directions, it will give you a dumbed down version of directions and not you have to have so much graphical data load. So very, very smart. It's a light version of Google Maps. So I think everyone should have this on their phone if you get stuck in some area where you have limited connectivity and you need directions. Also, there's a good article over on MakeUseOf.com on how to download Spotify songs to play offline. I don't think this is completely legal. Oh, there is. There's a toggle to download. So you can do that. If you're a paid customer, you can download music. Very, very cool. Geek News Central is going to be on Spotify pretty soon as well. Lawmakers want to make laundry detergent pods look less edible. Any of these challenges, these pod challenges, totally insane. You know, I'm hearing now that there's a new stove challenge where people put their arms on burners and actually purposely burn themselves. You know, what is wrong? What is wrong? You know, if my kid does that, I'm going to be like, go put your hand underneath some water. You know, and suffer. I don't understand some of these challenges that are just dangerous. What is wrong with people? Serious case of the stupids going around. Apple's going to reveal Apple TV plans in a little bit of time. As you may have heard, Apple's been buying a spree of shows and recently picking up a handful of new series. And so right now, Apple has bundled some shows with Apple Music, but given the focus that Apple Music is on music bundling movies and drama series, which it doesn't seem like the right fit. According to a tweet by Bloomberg's Lucas Shaw, in which Q was quoted as saying that Apple's original programming plans were not quite ready to talk about it. We have an incredibly talented group to work on it. Hopefully you'll hear a lot more about this in a little bit of time. So more stuff coming to Apple TV as the Google team is going to be doing something cool in podcasting too. Hey, a 4K Chromebook could be coming soon. So if you're a Chromebook fan, just be aware of that. Link will be up in the show notes. Twitter, man, they did have a pretty good financial month, even though that U.S. Numbers are not climbing. They actually put like $90 million in the bank this time. So they actually made a profit. Hooray. Also, you're getting your loved one some flowers. Well, there's some places to get some discounts. I don't have any discount coupon codes. I should. But I have some links to some articles where you can get some discounts on Valentine's. Roses are red, violets are blue. So anyway, definitely, if you haven't ordered your Valentine's flowers yet, now is the time. Because, gents, it is the 8th. How many of you have a toaster oven in your house? I have this one. And I'll be honest with you, we really love it. And it's the Breville Smart Oven Pro. This is the one I have on my counter. I use it everything from warming up pizzas, frozen pizzas to bread. It's a pretty nice toaster oven. And I don't think I paid $220 for it, but I may have. I don't know. We've had it for well over a year or two. It's a pretty nice toaster oven and it's on sale now. So a link is up in the show notes on that. And finally, everyone needs a car jump. Instead of getting stranded, get this discounted AllKey jump start. It's one of those batteries that you keep in your car and you need to charge it once in a while, but it can be used to jump your car in the need. And a lot of people swear by these things. I have one from a different manufacturer in my car. It provides up to 400 peak amps. So it depends on your vehicle if it can turn it or not. But this one's available for $34.79. All right. Okay, a few deals to save you some money. Let me see what we've got in regards to email that may or may not have come in since the last show. So I get an email from Richard, said, "Hey Todd, did you see that launch? That Elon Musk is a genius. So I guess when we all get to Mars, at least we'll have transportation." Well, Richard, on the third burn, they overshot. But seriously, he is amazing. Amazing owner and or CEO of SpaceX, Tesla starter of PayPal. Really? And come on, anyone else would be lucky to have done one of these, let alone three. Simply amazing what he's accomplished. Richard, I'm going to tell you, Elon Musk is from Mars, man. He's definitely from Mars. Got an email from Julie. She says, and this is regards to MoviePass. She says, "My husband and I have had MoviePass for about 3 months. We love it. We've been to 7 movies in that period, way more than we would have gone to without it. It's definitely worth it for us. We don't like 3D movies anyway. My best suggestion is go to theaters without assigned seating. These have been nearly empty when we couldn't get a seat in the newer theaters. Apparently in the Cleveland, Ohio area, new theaters with recliners are kicking butt." Yeah, we've got a couple of new theaters here with reclining seats too. And yep, they're always full because it's you can just almost like lounge, you know. But we do have older theaters. So I guess maybe it's time to order a movie pass. So I do want to thank Bill for making the suggestion on having Kirk be the permanent guest host. We'll see how that goes. And but anyway, I'll be back with you on Monday as scheduled. One more show before I head out to Florida. And basically take care of my daughter and get that wedding stuff taken care of, and then do a little family vacation. But if you have comments on today's show, a lot of stuff to comment on, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. Thank you for supporting the sponsors. It has been my pleasure to bring you the show today. Be back with you again on Monday, same time. And until then, everybody take care. We'll see you next time. Aloha.